Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Grudge Talk with the Wow Man. Call now, 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Grudge Talk.
Do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good Wednesday evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Grudge Talk. I'm your host, the Wild Man Ron Thomas, and it is Wednesday. I don't even know the date. I have been so busy. Wednesday, July the 8th, 2015, and man, it's been a tough 2 weeks. But like I said, all it says, if you're on the internet, it says I'm back. Yes, I'm back. A lot of information in a short amount of time. I have some people that's going to call in, and then again, it's kind of like an editorial show. You know, I'm a member of NT Grudge Racing, and I see a lot of things that I see on that website, or I should say on that Facebook page. And you know, John is doing a great job with it. You know, like he said, it ain't about political, it ain't about racism, it's about racing, you know, grudge racing. It ain't about street racing. Man, I almost jumped up and down and beat on my chest when I read that. And it's a lot of things that come on the board and people ask questions. And I guess it's because they ask questions when they're bored at home, you know. Then people call me, and I always tell them that I really don't have anything to do with certain things, you know. And some weeks ago, I disaffiliated myself with just about everyone, and I am a standalone show, just like in the beginning. And if I don't feel like doing a show, I don't do a show. But if I don't feel like doing a show, it's because of personal reasons or health reasons. It has nothing to do with what's happening with the grudge racing scene. You know, a lot of people call me up and they say, wow, man, you posted that you were going to do a show, and right away somebody's going to do a show. Well, you know, like, that's their prerogative, you know. And I have people that call me up and say, wow, man, you know, these are some promoters. They say, there were people that used to knock you for charging for a contract for shows, and now the same people that used to knock you are now charging. And I said, that, you know, that's business. You know, I don't knock them for that. That's business. The only thing I said is, what took them so long? You know, and the thing about it is, I have one fan in the world. And that's me. You know, I listen to myself when I do the show. Half the time, I don't go back and listen to my shows. Sometimes when people call me up and ask me about what was said on another show, I will go back and listen to it. And there's a reason why. And, you know, like I've said it all along, and I believe it. I'll stick with it until I'm no longer on the show. And everyone has a right to say what they want to say. And I can't stop them. No one else can stop them. But it gets redundant when you hear the same thing over and over. You know, I was looking on Facebook and it said, "What is a grudge racer?" Or "What is a grudge race?" You know, and why do you have to create controversy? You know, and everyone knows that this is one of my biggest things. You know, is about grudge racing. And I'm so glad to see that there are certain people that are getting back in the game. And trust me, I've talked to Mike Hill about where everything is at. And Mike is very big on trying to get it back to where it used to be. You know, the respect and everything. It gets to the point now that in order for you to go to a grudge race, you got to bring some kind of, back up. You got to have a whole crew that's really ready to throw down and everything. And I'm just speaking my own mind, you know. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. This is just mine, you know. Tony Wright has a show coming up, and I think that his show is going to kind of like be a stepping stone to bring it back to where it was. Mike Hill has a show coming up, and I've talked to Mike about some of the things that he has been doing in the past and what he planned on doing in the future to bring it back to where it used to be, you know. And when a promoter gets to the point where he's tired of the way that it's going, then that's when you say, "You're going to see some changes." You know, I've said for years and years, you can go back and listen to some of the shows, and I would never been able to say what's on my mind. And now I see on the internet people saying, "Why don't them guys that don't have nothing to do with the cars stay out of it?" I've been saying that for the longest. They need to keep themselves in the stands, bet their money up there. They don't be long down in the staging lanes. And I'm not saying that I told you so, but it's coming around because the racers and the fans and most of all, the racers' wives, they're getting tired of it, you know. And it's really bad. And this is the truth. I talked to a person on the 4th of July. We stood in Walmart, and he was saying it's not fun anymore for him to even just go out to the track. This guy has a race car now. And he said, it's just not no fun. You know, he said, it's no respect, you know. And he said he can't even turn on certain shows and let his kids listen to the show like he used to, you know. And you can't. When you start separating family, that's when you start having problems, you know. And it's going to get back there. I have faith in the system. I have faith in my colleagues, my brothers and sisters that do these shows, that, you know, all of these problems, you know, it's in our hands. You know, that's why I say I try to do a show about information, not controversy, you know. I could care less if there is a John Doe, so I'm not mentioning it. If John Doe want to jump on so-and-so because of something that he said, you know, that ain't what I'm about. I almost got into that bag, and I had to be reminded that ain't me, you know. If the guy want to fight because of a race, and I can lay testimony with two people where I was going to try to straighten something out, because that ain't what grudge racing is about. I don't care if it's about 10 cents or $10,000. It can be worked out. And trust me, I know what I'm talking about. But nevertheless, we got a show tonight, and I got a couple of people that should be on it. And I said, I'm back. Now, you can take that I'm back two ways. You can either take it, I'm back on the show, I'm back with the car, I'm back being at the tracks, but I'm back. And the only thing I can say is time will tell. You know, I was out at Jackson a few weeks ago, and just the things that people came up to me and said to me made me say, I got to come back. So that's all there is to it. I ain't going to try and come and try and be something that I ain't. I'm just going to come back, you know. And I've always said that every show has a purpose. But do every purpose have a show? Think about that one, you know. And I like to say congratulations to my daughter, the youngest daughter. Everyone probably knows she's been out at the drag strip, and she's been she's raced my old Cheap Thrills number 2. Yeah, she raced that one, and she was gonna race Wall Tower. Well, she preached her first sermon 2 weeks ago, and man, oh man, if you're her friend on Facebook, you need to hear that sermon, because she set the whole church on fire. Not on fire, he cooled it down, because fire is from below. I mean, her sermon was something. And she keeps saying, Daddy, let me come on your show. I say, nah, if you do anything, I might let her have a prayer line, a real prayer line, where you call in, and she has some ministers and everything, and some sisters and some deacons of the church, you know, that pray for people. And I might add that. I'm going to tell you that, you know, because I really believe in the Lord. So without any further ado, I got some hands that are up. I got one person I want to put on right away, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but I just want to say 478-9092, Bobby Wild Childs, how are you doing, my brother? I know he's on mute, so we'll give him a little minute to get off of mute. And then I'm going to go back to Bobby Wildchild. So, Bobby, how you doing, my brother, this Wednesday evening? I know everything. Got everything up to.
Oh, hey, hey, Wild Man. How you doing?
I'm good. I knew you was on mute. It was going to take you a while. How's everything going on your end of town, and how's everything going on the family
side? Everything is going good. We out here celebrating our anniversary today.
All right. Well,
37 years, so, and we out here in Colorado. So the phone
okay.
Wild Man in and out. But we making progress still at US 19. I appreciate that time to come on, and we're gonna be closed this weekend, but we'll be back here the next weekend.
Well, it's about time you. It's about time you closed that track and took the other half out for some good times. And happy anniversary to you and yours, okay? Tell her I said happy anniversary. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but I just wanted to get you on to say that I think you're doing a great job out there with the track, and you got something going every Saturday, and you got a couple other dates that you have things going on, right? Okay, he's out, and he just dropped, so we'll let him call back in. He'll call back in, and I'll answer that question. And also, Tony Wright has a show coming up today, and I think I'm going to talk to... Okay, here's Bobby back. Okay. Yeah, Bobby, I see that you had dropped. I put you right back on.
Yeah, we are hitting these hills and mountains, and like you said, yeah, but anyway, we things are jumping around a lot at US 19 Wild Man, and like I said, the next big race I do have kind of is my anniversary, my third year anniversary, mm-hmm. And we do have, as of now, we got 6, and we're going to be, you know, the last man standing is over. Right now we got 6 cars, and the possibility we probably have 8 of the good Walmart cars in there.
All right.
We got the Old Jack. We got Tree Man. We got Black Nasty. I think it's Jim Peachman, Mr. Willie. I'm missing somebody. They're going to kill me. I don't have the list in front of them. But we do have 6. And Mr. Dahl. And I can't think who the other guy is. right off the top of my head. But we
what about Tony Wright?
Right, not to, no, we don't have Tony.
Tony's not coming. Okay. All right.
I don't know whether he's coming or not. Before he's bringing the car, I don't know the situation on that. But we do. But we do have six heads of now.
Okay. All right. And you're putting a big old stack on top of whatever they come up with, right? Hello? It dropped again. He's driving through the hills of Colorado. So I know about them hills, man. I don't like them. I had a friend that lost his whole family, and he was the only survivor out there. But he's back. Here we go. Okay, now I was just saying that you're going to put something on top of the pot, right?
Oh, yeah. We got five grand on top of the pot. So it's $5,000 guaranteed to be on top of the pot. So there's not a problem with that. And
okay,
whatever they decide to put in, it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice side pot for them guys to come in. And
okay,
they are talking to Cleaning the Trash. They said, you know, as soon as I get through with you here, if I don't get, you know, this is going to get run down. I think everybody wants everybody. So if you hear the smite, they're talking. You know, they say, as soon as we get through the shootout or whatever, you know, we're going at this, you know. If we get hooked up in the shootout, they're sitting on the side, everything. So they pretty heated up.
Okay. All right, Bobby, I'm not going to keep you too long because I know, like you said, it's happy anniversary day for y'all and y'all in Colorado. And the track will not be open this weekend, but it will be back open next weekend. Now, Saturday is not the only day that the track is open, right?
If we do on Saturday, that's Sunday. Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, that's Sunday evening. We do the street night hard drop on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
I don't do too much testing on, you know, I work, my wife works, and on Friday, unless somebody wants a private test station, we'll do that. But other than that, we don't open up on Friday. The participation wasn't too good, and, and that's the reason why I decided not to, you know, she's going down there and I'm coming behind her. It just wasn't worth it. So anything you need to do, just do it on Friday, Sunday. I just carry it Sunday.
Okay, Bobby. Anything else you want to add before you go?
That's all, Bob. I appreciate you having me on, and I'll be listening to how far off again. Then I'll call
okay.
back in.
All right. Well, you can go ahead and just mute your mic, and I'll leave it hot. And if you need to talk, you can just go on and start talking.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I got to go to this next line. 803-1900. Johnny, how you doing, man?
Well, man, what's going on?
Not much. I know, you can give me some information about Tony's show that's coming up.
No, I can't. Why, man?
Oh, well, I wish you had text me his number. I would have put him on. I would have called him, you know. So are you in town or out of town?
Yeah, I'm back in town, man.
Oh, so you will be out there this weekend for Tony's show?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. You know, like I'm not gonna be on this show too long today. I have the shortest shows in town. Don't care nothing about no ratings or anything else. I just do my thing, and then if nobody else want to talk, I get off. Like I said, if you're listening on the internet, you probably notice it says I'm back, but I didn't say what I'm back doing. All I can say is I'm back. Yeah, I'm back, and it's going to get bigger and better and a whole lot more, you know. And so maybe I ask you this question because, you know, you've been around for a minute. And let's see if I can pull it up on the internet. And it was, what is a grudge race? What is a grudge race or a grudge racer to you, Tony? I mean, Johnny.
What is a grudge race? Grudge race to me is two guys get together and they do all the trash talking and do betting money and exchanging money. That's a grudge race to me.
Now, you know, the grudge racing, it changed a lot, but it didn't change for the big dogs, as I used to call them, the big dogs, because if you remember, there was a time with the big dog guys, they cared about, the only thing they cared about was you couldn't have a power glide, you couldn't have, the only thing you could have in your car was a power glide, and it couldn't be a blower car. Now, so, you know, that's the only thing. Like, I read where one person was saying that, you know, it ain't no fun, it ain't like it used to be, because they want you to take this off and take that off and everything. And I say, it's always been like that, you know, where the guy tell you what you got to have. And that's the way it is. And I remember one racer, I'm not going to mention the name, that ran, what was his first name, Hall, with the Corvette, that used to drive for the old Jacks. I can remember he had a race with a guy. It was a grudge car running. Now check this out. Now listen, Johnny. It was a grudge car that was running a class car. And one car had a power glide, another one had a Linko. It might have been a Bruno. And they made him, Stacy Hall was the driver, and Gene was involved in the car. And it was a small block, I do believe, a small block motor in the Corvette, and it was a monster motor in the other car. The owner and the driver of the other car made Stacy turn off so much stuff. And they didn't run for no peanuts. They ran for a big amount of money. And it was a grudge race. And this was a grudge race where the grudge racer was saying that you, because you build these motors and you do this and that and you ain't this and you ain't that. And so they had a grudge race. One car was a class car. One car was a grudge car. And lo and behold, you know which car won the race. The grudge car, because I hate to use the expression, but he pushed that big button and clouded up the whole track. And when the smoke cleared, his light was on, you know. So grudge cars, grudge races, they've been racing class cars for the longest, you know. And that's what the grudge racing is all about. And it's about your car. Is faster than my car? I don't think so. So let's do something. But this is what we got to do in order for you to run me. And so that's what it is. So when it comes down to the guy say, okay, I will run you like that, then the grudge race is on. Today, the guys say, well, I'll give you the back tire. And this is what we'll do for a certain amount of money. Well, the other guy said, well, no, I need more than the back tire. So then they said, okay, I'll give you the back tire and I'll clear you. So the race is on. But even that has a controversy when it comes to when is the clear. And I stood in Maryland and listened to some guys argue about it. And they said you got to have the guy cleared by the time his back tire goes across the starting line. But anyway, it came down to the clear is when that wind light come on. You got to have him cleared. So all that myth about you got to be here. When that wind light come on, the race is over. You got to have him cleared by then. So straighten that up a little bit. But it's coming back around, Johnny. It's going to come back around where if you lose your money, you're going to see a good race, because the guys are building the cars so that they can be competitive. You know, if you can remember when Tony bought that Nova, because he wanted to be competitive with the back half guys, because they went to extreme back half cars, and if you didn't have split dominators or two fours on your back half car, and a tire that was big as my head, and a wheelie bar that was as long as Johnny, well, I ain't gonna get into that, then you wasn't doing nothing. You didn't scare nobody. But then they started running that. I remember when I got in trouble for telling the time to someone else about how fast a car went, and it was after my show, and my mic was still on, and the show was still on, going. This was before we got all this new modern technology, because I cried and hollered about that. And the times that them cars, them back half cars, was going in with something else, you know. But it's evolving back around, you know. Just like Bobby Wildchild was on, and he was talking about he had four cars for the Pro Mods, and now he has eight of them. He could only remember six of them. So them guys aren't scared. The Pro Mod guys aren't scared. It's another reason why they haven't really been out there campaigning their cars. Some of them, you got to remember, they got teams, they got owners, and they got team members with deep pockets. And it was so many guys that was involved with the cars that it just didn't make sense for them to come out today and run for practically nothing. And like I say, some of the DPs that they put up back in the days is what some of these guys want to run for, you know. And but I feel like it's coming back around. Some good things are going to happen. And grudge racing is going to get back to where it was, you know. You'd be surprised how many calls I get, Johnny, and they ask me questions, and I said I can't answer the questions, because in order for me to answer the questions, I got to have certain people on the line. But certain people don't want to come on the line now because they say it's too much going on. You know, they don't want to get into this. You know, they want to come and race, and they don't want to go through a whole bunch of stuff. I know a man right now that he'll go to the shootouts, but he always tell me he won't grudge race nobody unless it's locked in before, because he don't like to go through all of that stuff. And he likes to bring his kids with him. And his kids go home and ask him, Daddy, why they say that and why they talk like that, you know. And no one wants to go to talk to somebody about a race, or have somebody come over to your camp about a race and you have your kids there and they got to hear all this stuff. And he said you got to try to be as big as the next man talking. And then the kids on the way home want to know, how come you tell me I can't talk like that and you talking like that? So, you know, we got to get back to basics. Like I say, I'm not knocking anyone. Everyone's prerogative is to do what they want to say. I mean, there's been some things that you got involved in, Johnny, that years ago it wouldn't have never came down to that, you know. So, and I'm really happy for talking to some people, and I think that the game is going to change. You know, and like I said, I'm not going to mention no names and everything, but it's going to come back around, and it's going to be looking good. So all I can say is you guys hang in there. And like I said, it doesn't make sense for me to hold everybody up. I've been on for 30 minutes. I can talk to one or two people for a half hour, or hour, even 2 hours if I need to, as long as I feel like some good stuff has come out of this show. Then I'm happy. And I already feel like when Bobby Wildchild came on and told me about the Pro Mod guys are coming up, and his anniversary is right around the corner. So they already blowing dust off of them cars and tuning them up, making sure that they won't be leaking because they've been put up for a while. And Tree Man, he said, is coming. So, you know, it's going to be a good time down there. And I know that Tony is trying to get some good things going for his race. So that's all I got to say. And also, small tire guys, 29 and 28s, man, you guys are flying. I'm going to tell you that much. You guys are flying. Rugrat is doing a good job. He represents the state of Georgia whenever he goes somewhere. He wins. Also, we're looking forward to Sid coming back with Goldie. And also Candy Crusher, man, he's been knocking the heads off. But as you can see, these cars are down now because it's expensive to run them cars. And, you know, I'm not knocking the class racing and everything, but when you run three or four times one day for a certain amount of money, it's a lot of wear and tear on the cars. That's one of the reasons why they run in the South eighth of a mile versus a quarter mile. So, you know, everything is going to be okay. And I'm looking forward. I know I keep telling Bobby I will see him. He's going to see one day I'm going to pop up on him, you know. And he's going to have to cook some barbecue and feed me and everything else. But I'm going to pop up on him one day. And I'm going to bring a surprise with me when I do come. So, Johnny, if you got anything, any questions you want to ask me, if not, if anybody has a question they want to ask me, push the one button, because like I say, there's plenty of shows out there, and you find out who's coming here and who's going there. And I always say, hey, you know, most of the time I'll go back and listen to them shows the next day because there are certain things that I want to know about. And like it says, I'm back, but I ain't said I'm back doing what. So anything else you need to add, Johnny?
No, wow, man, I'm good.
All right, well, I'm going to ask the magical question. Is there anyone else that have anything they want to say, push the one button, and I'll bring you on. And also, Bobby Wildchild, happy anniversary to you and yours. I don't have a lot to say. I'm going through. I got November the 1st is the due date, so right now, I'm getting myself together, you know. I'm packing a new bag, but it ain't all my clothes. Look like it's going to be diapers and baby bottles. So, Johnny, you have a good one. And also, Bobby Wildchild, I know you're celebrating your anniversary. Have a good one, man, in Colorado, and be safe up around them mountains because that water be rushing real fast. So you got anything else you want to add, Bobby? If not, hey, I'm going to go because there's plenty of shows going on right now. I got somebody that's calling me. So before I go, let me find out something. Oh. hey, I got a text about I'm coming back. Okay. Let me text him and I'll be yes. Okay. I'm texting this person. Okay, so. Oh, before you go, Johnny, can I ask you this question?
Sure.
Will Tony be coming back with the big tire car, or is he just going to concentrate on the little one?
Wow, man. To be honest with you, more than likely, we're just going to run a smaller car. It's, you know, it's just so expensive, man. You know, drag racing really, really is very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole lot cheaper to run a smaller car than to run the larger car. I mean, and then, you know, then again, hey, what action is going on in big time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may see, on average, about 3 races a year with the big tires. You know, so it really don't make too much sense to even come out with a big tire car anymore.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that, you know. So it's going to get better, I hope, I believe. And, you know, I'm an optimist, so it's going to get better. It's really going to get better. Let me go back and change up. See, yeah, I do believe it's going to be better. It's going to get better, so we will be all right.
I sure hope it hurry up. But, you know, I was just talking to my wife the other night, and I went out and purchased a meal for us, you know. And these prices are just ridiculous. I mean, for, you know, what I paid for the little meal, I couldn't even believe it. That things have gone up that much.
Right.
So if they're going, you know, everything is going on, and especially, you know, for races. I mean, it's just, you really, really got to have it. It's almost impossible for one guy to try to do it by himself. You know, you just about got to have a team effort now.
Right.
To really make, you know, unless you just got plenty of money. You got plenty of money, then, you know, it don't make a difference.
That's right. Cost.
But when you're a working man and you on a limited budget, you got to count them pennies.
Right. That's right.
Put them in the right place.
All right. Okay, well, I'm gonna do this here and wait on this one call. And let me say congratulations to Matt Rugrat on his win down there in North Carolina, or should I say up there in North Carolina this past weekend. He took the class, small tire class race. He took the win there. I also know that he, like you were just saying, Johnny, he hurt his motor, but he got the win. Yeah, he got the win. So it is expensive, and that's what I was saying. You know, like, okay, it's nice you win some money, but look how many rounds, how many hits you got to put on that motor, you know. And most of these grudge cars, you know, they get into shootouts, and it's rough on them because they weren't built to make all them passes in one day. Although the engine builders swear that they'll stay together, but there ain't nothing like them bracket cars where they can go round robin. You know, just cool them down and check the water, check transmission fluid, cool down the transmission, and go back out there. You know, it's like them big old pro stockers and top fuel dragsters and everything. You got to check them out. You know, and it's so much, you know, being said about Phil Schuler, and everybody got to remember the name of the game is to turn on that W. Grudge racing. If you feel like you built you a good grudge car, so be it. You know, somebody will run it, because there's always someone that'll say, I can build something that'll run faster. That's the name of the game. You know, Stevie Jackson and the Carolina Kid got a big race coming up, and everybody, a couple of people on the internet were saying, well, those are cars that show their time. But they are grudge racing, you know. Do the car make the grudge race, or do the driver make the grudge race, or do the crew make the grudge race, you know? And I don't know, the definition of a grudge race doesn't say that you can't show times. That's just some of the stipulations that they put on them years ago with the big tire cars. They say, if I won't race a car that has showed its time, and there's a reason for that. Because, Johnny, if you got a car and it goes so fast, and you think uh-huh. you got the fastest grudge racer car, grudge car around, and I come up and say, Johnny, you want to do something? And you go like, uh-uh. I ain't scared of you, but if I go out there and beat you,
uh-huh.
what's the, you know, and I'm going to show you.
All the action will stop for you.
Yeah, I just like something that happened at the zoo. Tony Bynes ran that turbo car and beat him. And the guy in the turbo car was so mad, he didn't know what to do. You know, he had all kind of explanations why he lost the race. But because he wasn't a grudge racer, and it was a shootout, this guy turns around and say, I'm going to show everybody something. Had him turn on the scoreboard, and he made a pass. And made everybody go like, ooh. Now, what was he saying when he did that? Was he saying that it's no way that Tony Bynes could outrun him if it had been on, you know, he felt like it wasn't on the up and up the way he let him sit there on the turbo, because you know the turbo's got to leave after so long. And did he just want to show people that Tony Bynes couldn't run that fast? Or was he trying to show people that Tony Bynes run faster than him? So you had to make up your mind about what he did. Was it to say that Tony Bynes was too fast to run the other cars that it was built for grudge racing? I'm talking about the original Gangsta Boo now. Or was he saying that Tony Bynes' car ain't fast enough for him to even really be in the race? So, you know, that's where you got to use your own mind as far as a grudge race and the outcome of it. You know, but there, like I said, there was a time where grudge car said, I'm not going to run you because you showed your time. Especially the big tire guys, see. They wouldn't run you unless you had a power glide in it. Then came the new turbos, and they said, okay, you can run the new turbos. They're only going to shift two times anyway, the way that it's set up. So, and you know, it's built for durability. Then everybody found out, okay, so that'll work. Let them run anything they want to run. Then they started talking about bore sizes. Now, I can remember where people really didn't care nothing about whether you had a 350 or a 400 if they was going to grudge race. All they cared about was if you had a 454 in there and has it been bored out. Is it now a 468? You know, so it's a lot of changes. But now they got small blocks as big as that 468 big block. So times have changed. And I do believe we will get back to where it used to be. And just like the McCain crew, you know, I'm going to tell you, it was ironic, you know. I ain't even going to get into that. I'm just going to let them go on and be what they are. But things is coming back around, Johnny. President Obama's getting ready to make some changes that will affect everybody. So you never can tell what's going to happen in the grudge racing world, you know. And it's not too many things that there isn't too many things that you promised in life, except for that you if you're like me, you'll stay ugly and you will die. And then it's up to the man upstairs to show you what's going on. And whenever the grudge racers remember that, they will be so happy. I ought to call my daughter, the one who had the sermon last week, and put her on. But see, the thing about that is, I don't want people to say I'm trying to be like Willie Dawg, because he has someone that come on and do prayer, you know, to open his show. But, you know, I'm not being like him. I'm being myself, you know. Like I always say, I got a thing that says often imitated, but never duplicated. So With that being said, Johnny, you got anything else on your mind?
No, well, man, just, you know, hoping for a good weekend of drag racing. Hopefully everybody will come out, you know, just have a good time and see what's available out there, you know. Like I said,
yeah,
I've been home now 2 weeks, and I've been to Jackson and Boma and even at Lawrenceburg last night.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How was Orangeburg? I haven't talked to Faye in so long.
We didn't even talk about that wild man.
Okay. All right, well, it needs what it's been needing for a couple of years, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Johnny. Well, I'm right. Okay, well, I'm going to jump on off of this line and go and find out what my preaching daughter wants, what's on her mind. And, let me tell you, she preached a sermon that made me so proud of her, I didn't know what to do. Like everybody asked me, were those tears of joy or tears of being hurt? I said, that's tears of joy. You know, you never had no tears in the house of the Lord. And they ain't for nothing but joy. So that's the way it is. All right, Johnny. I'm going to let you go. You might want to check over and switch over and check out the other shows and see what's going on with them. So, like I always say, until next time, Johnny, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.